and Wax program. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Meredith Wilson's Musical Review, a program which Maestro Wilson has created for you on behalf of Johnson's sensational new product, Car New, the product that takes the hard work out of car polishing, actually cleans and wax polishes your car in one easy, quick operation. But now, on with the show. And here is Meredith Wilson.
Thank you, Harlow, and good evening, one and all. And welcome to another half hour of the Folk Songs of Tomorrow, which is to say, simply the music all of us have come to know without even trying, which may be one reason most of us are so fond of it. This popular music will be played by the orchestra and sung by Miss Kay St. Germain, Mr. Ray Hendricks, and Mr. Cliff Nazaro. And now, gentlemen, the Folk Songs of Tomorrow.
Everybody, listen to me. I'm a silly daffodilly that you can see. I just met the girl. Can't forget the girl. She's a cutie, tootie, fruity, beautiful girl. Darling creature, every feature, you understand. Eyes and nose and glasses and clothes and everything grand. Take her all in all, I just had to fall. Right up that beautiful band. I love her, oh, oh, oh. And could I live without her? No, no, no. There's something nice about her you ought to see. You ought to see. Every move she makes is like a picture to me. I love her, oh, oh, oh. And could I love another? No, no, no. I'd leave my home and mother, I want to fly. Don't ask me why I love her, oh, oh, oh. Thank you.
coming soon. Then you'll hear a serenade to a pretty monkey maid. And in Monkey Land, the chimpanzees sing in a tree. She'll be true to Monkey Doodle the way down in Jungle
say something?
No, Clifford, you may not.
Well, what about me, Meredith? Can I have a word?
Why, certainly, Harlow.
See, that waxy gets all the break.
Well, be that as it may, or maybe it is. Isn't it wonderful to drive through the country these fall days and see the gorgeous colors appearing on all sides? There's one thing it does for you. It makes you want one of those beautiful new cars that are beginning to appear, too. Or at least it makes you ashamed of your old car if it's soiled and dirty looking, which it doesn't have to be, not anymore. With very little work and at very low cost, you can give your car a beauty treatment that will amaze you with Johnson's Car New. This remarkable new auto polish both cleans and wax polishes your car in one easy operation. Two jobs in one in less than half the time they used to take. Car New's popularity increases every day. Try Car New on your car this week. Be all ready to enjoy the good weather while it lasts. And be ready for the bad weather when it comes.
And now, for the benefit of our listeners who like to check their recollections of the titles of these songs, here are the numbers we played in the first group. First, You're My Everything. Then the song that made Rudy Vallee famous, or possibly it was vice versa, I'm Just a Vagabond Lover. And it was sung for us by Ray Hendricks. After that, Mr. Mazzaro had another variation on the love theme, the old vaudeville song, I Love Her, Oh, 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 which was followed by the magnificent Basin Street Blues with a low bow to Margaret Hegedus, our violin soloist. Then Who, and Kay St. Germain sang, following that, quite an old one, Down in Jungle Town. Then the national song of our good Canadian neighbors, The Maple Leaf Forever. And finally, John Philip Sousa's greatest march, The Stars and Stripes Forever. You know, I never play The Stars and Stripes, or hear it either, for that matter, without remembering Mr. Sousa's annual concert in Madison Square Garden. It was a tradition for all ex-Sousa bandsmen, wherever they might be, to return to New York for that one performance each year. The Sousa graduates included celebrated conductors, composers, band leaders, and famed instrumentalists. And all of them, Herbert Clark, Arthur Pryor, Frank Simon, Gardy Simons, John Dolan, and hundreds more, would join us on that great stage with their old uniforms practically choking them to death. And then came the Stars and Stripes. 40 piccolos, 100 trumpets and trombones standing down front playing our hearts out with the tears running down our cheeks. While Mr. Sousa led us as unperturbed as ever, showing none of the emotion we all knew he felt. When we'd finished, he took just his regular number of bows and walked off the stage. We always half expected him to take some special notice of the occasion. I don't know just what, but he never did. Well, he was a grand old man.
Now that you're feeling soft, Chief, I make a suggestion?
Well, I'm afraid you got me, Cliff. What is it?
Listen, Chief. You'd like to give the show a little class, wouldn't you? Oh, yes, you would, Chief.
Well,
I know that after the next group, you'd feel mighty proud if you could say, and then Cliff Nizzell sang the immortal sextet for Lucia, unassisted.
Well, can you do it?
All I ask is you should try me, Chief.
All right, Clifford. This is the last program. Put it at the end of the group. Gentlemen.
Skies above me, never will would want a sweet horse surprise. And she nestled in my arms so tenderly. There's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is taunting me. Melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me. There is nothing more I can.
Clifford, here's your aria.
Quanto tempo fa di questo, dirti siamo incredi qualche me, tu sei morti quello di demento col, per ti siatti e poco ciò che questo son, chi di me qua ci c'è quanto son, niente son, chi di va.
Clifford, my boy, you were magnificent.
I thought you'd like it, Chief.
Why, it was, why, how shall I say it, unearthly.
Hear what the man said? That's good enough for me.
While I'm handing out compliments, though, I would like to hand a serious one to the two gifted young men who have been principally responsible for the orchestra's arrangements on this program, Mr. Carmen Dragon and Mr. Roy Chamberlain. Big job to handle so many numbers each week, and they've certainly done it well.
There's another type of job that can be handled very well with Carnew.
Ah, yes, Harlow. Some bouquets. Well, some bouquets for Carnew, I suppose. And why not?
Do you realize there are actually 12 million licensed women drivers in this country? And that's not counting backseat drivers either. That means that women are getting more and more interested in automobiles. And I believe it must be one of the reasons why Johnson's Carnew has increased so much in popularity. Lots of those women already use Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat on their floors because it's such a labor saver. They're glad to discover that Carnew is just such a labor saver for their husbands or sons to use in wax polishing their cars. There are even some women who polish their own cars with Carnew. Carnew, you know, both cleans and wax polishes your car in one easy operation. Two jobs at once. It's so satisfactory that many service stations use it to wax polish their customers' cars. Why not buy a can of Carnew tomorrow from your regular wax dealer, auto supply store, or service station.
And now, just for the record, our second group consisted of When You're Smiling, When My Dreamboat Comes Home, then an old-time comedy song, O'Brien is Trying to Learn to Talk Hawaiian, sung for us, of course, by the charming Colleen, Miss Kay St. Germain. After that, Chopin's Minute Waltz, generally so called because it's supposed to take a minute to play it, but it can't be done. Next, Ray Hendricks sang Sweet and Lovely, then the old Gershwin number, I'm Biding My Time, and finally, Cliff Nazaro sang the immortal sextet from Lucia, Unassisted.
Thanks, Chief. It means a lot to me, this being the last program and all.
Well, that's really why I gave in, Clifford, old
sure.
softy that I am. I say old softy that I am.
Sure. And I'd like like to take this opportunity, Chief, to say that it's been a real privilege, and at the same time. And on the other hand, what I mean is, when I look back at my association with you, it's things like that that a fellow remembers long after. And when you've been in show business as long as I have, and they'll do it to you, too.
Now, I must say that was a lovely speech, Clifford. But he's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the last program of our summer series, which means that next week, Fibber McGee and Molly and all their friends and neighbors in Wistful Vista, little I betcha, Mrs. Uppington, old-timer, Gildersleeve, and Horatio K. Boomer will all be back on the air. Same time and same stations as this program. That is, same time except for daylight saving, which is too complicated for me, but Harlow will explain it to you a little later. And now, gentlemen, for the last time, to your tasks.
Upon me, since then life has all been in vain. Homeless in sadness without you, Marquito, days find me lonely and blue. My poor heart is broken, I want you, Marquito, I need you, Marquito, I do.
don't believe many of the songs in our last group require identification, but anyhow, just to be conscientious, we started with I'll Always Be in Love with You. Then Ray Hendricks sang Marquita. After that, Kay St. Germain sang Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland. Then My Wild Irish Rose, Memories, and of course, Home Sweet Home. Now, Harlow?
Well, just a reminder to be sure and buy a can of Johnson's Car New tomorrow, so you can enjoy these fall days in a car that glistens with that good old showroom shine. You know, Car New is different from other polishes you've tried, and it's a wonderful labor saver because it both cleans and wax polishes in one easy operation. Car New is a liquid. You apply it with a cloth after the car is washed, massaging the finish gently. It dries to a white powder, which is quickly and easily removed. And there stands your car, fairly blushing with new beauty. Buy Car New from your regular wax dealer, auto supply store, or service station. Once you've tried it, I know you'll understand why so many car owners say your car looks like new when you use Car New. Well, Meredith, it's been a grand series, and it's passed all too quickly. Incidentally, I've been commissioned by our sponsors to congratulate you on the splendid job you've done this summer. They send their sincere good wishes for your continued success, and we'll all be listening to you on the Good News program Thursday nights.
Well, that's certainly very nice, Harlow, and it has been a rare privilege for me to enjoy such a pleasant association. I'd like also to express my appreciation to the ladies and gentlemen of the orchestra, to Miss Kay St. Germain, Mr. Ray Hendricks, and to Mr. Clifford Nazzaro.
I accept, Chief. On behalf of the three of us.
Well, and that's about all for tonight, except that I hope you've enjoyed our program. And don't forget, Thurl McGee and Molly will be back next week, and I know you'll be back, too. Good night.
This is Harlow Wilcox, inviting you to listen in again next week when Fibber McGee and Molly return to the air. If the community in which you live does not observe daylight saving time, Fibber McGee and Molly will come to you 1 hour later. Please consult your local newspaper or movie and radio guide for time and station. And save work in the meantime with Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, Johnson's paste and liquid wax, and the sensational new Johnson's Car New Auto Polish. The theme of this program, Thoughts While Strolling, is from Meredith Wilson's O.O. McIntyre Suite. Good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Chicago WMAQ. It's